During the worship this morning, the Lord began to minister to me about the service, and He has changed directions. I thought I was going to be ministering to you on this right here, but I'm not. Instead, I'm going to be ministering to you on something else, and it's going to be interesting to see the direction all this goes. It has to do with healing. And one of the things that He impressed upon me is that there is at least one person in this congregation today. You are fighting a physical battle. And it is really irritating to you. You want healing, and at times you've questioned why the healing has not manifested in your body. You've heard the answers in the past, but it hasn't clicked. You think that you are approaching this correctly, and you are partially. But the way that God interrupted me this morning during the time of worship to share this with me, I know it's very, very important. Now, that's for at least one person. But there are others who are fighting physical battles as well. Those here, those watching, those listening. So again, I want you to understand how important, critical, serious this is. You are fighting a physical battle. Your healing has not yet fully manifested. And you need to hear this today. But not just you, anybody else that's fighting or believing, trusting, you know, hoping for healing to manifest in their body. We're going to talk about this morning a reason why healing sometimes does not manifest. And specifically for Christians who believe in healing, who believe that by Jesus' stripes we were healed, and yet the healing isn't manifesting. And I'll share with you, I scribbled all this down. I'll share with you what He said to me. And then we'll begin exploring Scripture to figure this out. He said, stubbornness alone will not produce healing. Let me say this again. Stubbornness alone will not produce healing. I have watched as many of my children have stood in stubbornness and gotten worse. Some have even died. You must stand in faith. A stubborn faith that fights will win. If you're not seeing healing, you're not standing in faith. Now, as He was saying this to me, here's what I saw. What He meant by the stubbornness thing. Here's a person fighting a physical battle. I don't care what it is. Doesn't matter. Any physical battle. It could be something so serious, you know, like a cancer or anything. But they're fighting this physical battle. You know, they've been having problems with their hip for years or weeks, months, whatever. Anything. And what they say and what they do comes across as being absolutely right. In that, they say, I'm trusting God for my healing. Do you hear me? I'm trusting God for my healing. They sometimes, and I won't go that direction, but they sometimes won't even tell people what they're going through. And let me just kind of clue you in. Sometimes God shows me that there are people fighting battles. But they never say a word to me. And I don't say a word to them. And so the question would then be, you know, well, for crying out loud, if God showed you, why don't you, you know, go say something to them? Well, I would if He told me to. But one of the reasons that He'll show me that a person's going through a battle but then not instruct me to go to that person is because He wants me to see what that person is doing. And they never come to me and say a word. Never ask for prayer. Never share, would you stand in prayer, you know, with me, whatever. Never. The reason is because they are believing God for their healing. And I'm not going to confess sickness or disease or infirmity over me. I'm standing in faith, believing God for my healing. And they mean it. They're adamant about it. But that's all they do. You say, well, isn't that all you're supposed to do? That's all they do. There is no faith in that stubbornness. None. It is a religious exercise based on how you've been trained in church services that you're supposed to respond, how you're supposed to act, what you're supposed to say. What are you supposed to say? I'm trusting God for my healing. But that's as far as it goes. Look over, let's see, what did he give me? A verse here. 1 Timothy. 1 Timothy chapter 6. I want you to turn over and see this because this was one of the verses that he brought to mind. There were a couple of others, but he brought this verse to mind. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 12. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called, and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. But notice the first part of that. Fight. Fight what? The good fight of what? Faith. Okay? All right, I'll do that. I'm believing God for my healing. I'm believing God for my healing. I'm trusting God for my... Jesus is my healer. I'm trusting God for my healing. I'm trusting God for my healing. Okay, praise the Lord. But who knows? If you don't tell anybody, who knows? Nobody knows you're trusting God for anything. So who is it you're telling? I'll tell you who it is you're telling. If you're married, you're telling your spouse. Your spouse is telling you, well, why don't you just go to the doctor? I'm believing God for my healing. Well, okay, curse God and die. That was Job's wife. All right, you don't need a spouse like that. Well, why don't you just go to the doctor? No, I ain't going to no doctor. I'm trusting God. I'm believing God for my healing. Yeah, but look at you. You're a mess. Don't you confess mess. I'm healed. I'm trusting. You know how it goes? Now, is that fighting the good fight of faith? Well, of course it is, Brother Martin. Haven't you been in faith services before? I'm trusting God for my healing. I'm believing God for my healing. Okay, that's great. But are you fighting the good fight of faith? He says right here, stubbornness alone will not produce healing. Now, I have news for you. If this is your approach to your healing, I'm trusting God. That's stubbornness. Think about it. How many people have we known trusting God for their healing? There ain't no doctor going to cut my body open, bless the Lord. I'm trusting God. Well, they end up getting cut open and stuff gets dug out and sewn back up. And sometimes they get worse. Sometimes, and like the Lord said, I've watched as many of my children have stood in stubbornness and gotten worse. Some have even died. Well, praise the Lord, at least they died believing God. Yes, I understand that. I really do. I mean, if I'm going to die, I want to die believing God, okay? But what does it mean to fight the good fight of faith? And I mean, he specifically pointed this verse out to me. Fight the good fight of faith. In reality, most Christians, based upon, you know, as he's revealing this to me, most Christians are fighting the good fight of stubbornness, not of faith. You say, well then, what's the difference? The difference is your approach. The difference is in how you're fighting this fight. Yes, we believe that by Jesus' stripes we were healed. Yes, we believe that we can trust Him for healing. Yes, we believe that He is the healer. Yes, we believe, you know, lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. We believe those things. But when it's us, and I'm believing for something in my body to be fixed, whatever that something would be, how am I going about it? What am I doing to fight the good fight of faith? Not stubbornness, faith. What does the Bible say about faith? Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Therefore, if I'm going to fight the good fight of faith, I can't do that unless I am involving the Word of God in this fight. Herein is where a huge number of Christians miss it. I'm standing in faith. I'm believing God for my healing. I'm believing God for my healing. I'm believing God for my healing. You sound like a robot. Some kind of, you know, a CD that's, you know, got a scratch and it keeps skipping, playing the same thing. Where's the Word in this? Do you see what I'm getting at? Where is the Word in this? I'm believing God for my healing. Praise God. What does that mean? I'm believing God for my healing. I can teach a parrot to say that. Just, you know, go into the pet store, you know, train it to say something. And that's basically what's happened is we as believers have been trained to say we're believing God for our healing, but we're not fighting the good fight of faith. We're just being stubborn. And we're holding on to stubbornness instead of fighting the good fight of faith. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. That means the only way that I'm going to be able to fight the good fight of faith is if I am incorporating the Word of God in this fight. The Word of God is it's sharper than a what? Two-edged sword. So, God's scalpel is the Word of God. You understand this? So, as I take the Word of God relative to healing, and I begin to speak His Word over my life, now I'm fighting the good fight of faith. Now I'm fighting with something that can produce results. Well, I can lay hands on the sick and them recover, but I can tell you one of the reasons why a lot of people that have had hands laid on them and they've never experienced the healing to manifest in their body is because they walk away with stubbornness. They're not fighting the good fight of faith. And they think that the only thing necessary is to have Brother Doodad lay hands on them and pray and that everything's going to be okay. And from that point on, they are absolved of any responsibilities whatsoever. And quite frankly, most of the people that I've seen in prayer lines over the years, the majority of them, have not seen that healing manifest the way that we thought it would manifest. Well, the problem isn't with God. And so here we are, and I'm guilty here too in this throughout my life. I'm believing God for my healing. I'm trusting God for my healing. I'm believing that I'm going to see my healing. I know that Jesus, my healer, and so on and so forth. All these things, that's great. But that's just a starting point. If there's something not working right in your body that needs to work right, something needs to be done to bring about the change. And just walking around all day where the only confession on your lips is, I'm trusting God for my healing. If that's the only thing you say, that's good. It's not wrong. But to fight the good fight of faith, you need to incorporate the Word of God. Remember what happened back in Genesis? God began to speak, and things began to happen. Remember how in Scripture it tells us that the Word was made flesh, or flesh was made for the Word, and dwelt among us? Listen, the Word of God is healing power. And the more you begin to speak the Word of God over your body and against whatever it is that needs to be healed or fixed, is the more you are attacking the affliction with the thing that produces the results. The Word of God knows how your body was put together. The Word of God knows how everything from your tonsils to your appendix works. The Word of God was the foundation from which these human bodies were brought into existence. Therefore, to just walk around all day long and say, well, I'm trusting God for my healing. I'm trusting God for my healing. It's a good thing to do that. But by Jesus' stripes, I was healed. By Jesus' stripes, I was healed. God sent His word and healed me. And He delivered me from all destructions. God sent His, I'm trusting God for my healing. Well, why are you doing that? Because God sent His word and healed me and delivered me from all my destructions. Jesus took my infirmities and bore my sicknesses. By Jesus' stripes, I was healed. Do you hear that, body? Do you hear that? Do you hear that? By Jesus' stripes, you were healed. Body, you have no right to act like this because dwelling in you is the very life and nature of Almighty God. By Jesus' stripes, body, you were healed. Big toe, you were healed. Knee, you were healed. Ear, you were healed. See, now you're fighting the good fight of faith. And we get wacko on this, and we say, I ain't going to no doctor, because I'm believing God for my healing. Well, you know what? Like he said right here, if you're not seeing healing, meaning for your own body, you're not standing in faith. That's an insult to me, Brother Martin. I am too standing in faith. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. How much Word of God have you used to build yourself a faith nest wherein you can stand? Are you seeing this? How much of the Word of God are you using to produce the healing that you need? Well, we get out there and we start thinking, well, there must be a purpose. There's got to be a reason for this healing not manifesting. And then we walk around and scratching our heads trying to figure out, well, what's the reason? And I have people come to me and say, well, you know, I prayed and I'm believing. I prayed and I'm believing, but the healing isn't manifesting. Okay, you prayed. How'd you pray? Oh, God, I thank you for my healing. And, you know, by Jesus' stripes I was healed, and I, you know, just ask you to heal me, or you know, however it is you pray. I prayed, and then I expected it to heal. I prayed in faith, believing, but it never manifested. What's going on? Well, you've got to fight the good fight of faith. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. That's how you fight the good fight of faith. And if you're not seeing the healing manifest, you're not standing in faith. Faith is a position wherein we stand. And see, what's happened is we have been, I don't know, lulled into this sense of slumber to think that all we have to do is declare what we're believing instead of declaring why we believe it. I'm trusting God for my healing. Why? Because by Jesus' stripes I was healed. Because God sent His Word and healed me and delivered me from all destruction. Look, if something's not working right in your body, it isn't that God made it go bad. And trust me, you're not going to get a factory recall. So you need to do something about this. And just saying, and this is, I mean, he was trying to drive this home to me so much, just saying that you believe God for your healing is not enough. Because His Word is life. Jesus said, my words are spirit and they are life. His Word is life. Therefore, when you are speaking the Word over yourself, you're speaking life. Life doesn't have sickness or disease. Life doesn't have an infirmity. Life doesn't have anything that doesn't work right. Life brings life to that which is dead. And if there's a part of your body that's not working right, there's a good chance, you know, it's dead in its working right capacity or whatever. It needs to be fixed. And fighting the good fight of faith has to incorporate the sword of the Lord, the Word of God, to fight the fight. Otherwise, what makes you think that the healing is ever going to manifest? If we aren't applying the standard by which God heals people, then why in the world should we believe that healing is going to take place? And I've seen people in this stubbornness thing. And I mean, you know, it hurts, whatever it is. You know, oh, it hurts, it hurts. And they get mean and they start getting irritable. You know, well, why don't you just go see the doctor? Don't you see I'm trusting God? Shut up.
I'm believing God for my healing. Leave me alone.
No, you're not. You're just being a grumpy old something, whatever. No, really, if you're truly... Listen. He just showing me, if you're truly believing me for healing and fighting the good fight of faith, then you will not let the pain overpower your confession. And when pain is overpowering the confession, that's when the irritable comes out. So if you've been irritable here lately because of the whatever, because your gitchy gumi is broken, it doesn't mean it's easy. Pain hurts. That's profound. Pain is painful. But you can still overcome it. See, you can be fighting the good fight of faith and still having the pain. And when you begin to speak the Word of God over you concerning what He has done for you, what God has declared over you as far as your body is concerned, now you're engaging in warfare. Now let me just say this. It's never too late. Never too late to start something like this. And you're better off to die fighting than you are being stubborn. Why would you want to die just being stubborn? I'm believing God for my healing. Well, if you pass away because of the whatever affliction, let the word of God for healing still be crossing your lips. At least be fighting. Don't go down without a struggle. Don't go down without a fight. But if you don't fight with the Word, why do you think the healing is going to manifest? What you're hearing right now is a key answer for so many Christians as to why didn't I or them get healed. That's because we're believing God for our healing, but we're not fighting the good fight of faith for the healing. In fact, He gave me another verse here in 2 Corinthians. And this passage that I'm going to show you is a passage that we have used frequently for spiritual warfare. But he brought my attention to this as though he were saying, think of it from the perspective of fighting the good fight of faith. In 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Now, relative to this whole thing of healing, look at it like this. For though we walk in the flesh, knowing that the flesh is susceptible to sickness, disease, pain, whatever. I don't care who you are. You can be, great big, super faith, uniform mom. I mean, whatever. You can be the mightiest man or woman of faith that's ever walked the face of the earth. But your unglorified human body is still susceptible to issues, to problems. And for anybody to think, sickness can't touch me, that's a rather foolish thing to think. Because your body's not glorified. Now, I didn't say it can be successful, but the attack can still be there. So, we walk in the flesh, a flesh that is corrupted, a flesh that is not glorified, a flesh that is susceptible to injury, to sickness, to disease. However, we do not war after the flesh. Thinking of it in terms of healing, we don't win the victory strictly through fleshly means. You ever hear people say things like, well, Ralph had cancer, but now he's in remission. Well, praise the Lord for that. However, I'd rather be cancer-free healed. You understand what I mean, the difference in this? And he says, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. That means that the only way that we're going to be able to successfully fight any kind of sickness, disease, affliction, imperfection, whatever you want to call it, The only way that we can successfully do this is if we do it through the weapons of God. Otherwise, we won't be totally successful. I mean, thank God for medical science and the advances that have made. Because, listen, guys, let's be honest. If it weren't for the advances of medical science, there's a whole bunch more Christians that would be dead trusting God for their healing. So I thank God for everything that we can do in medical science. But what if you're in a situation to where there is no doctor? There is no hospital? Well, I mean, all kinds of... What if there are these incredible, massive changes in our society to where you no longer have insurance? Now what are you going to do? The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the tearing down of the stronghold of sickness, disease, whatever doesn't work right, etc., and so forth. But it's mighty through God. And then I have to cast down the imagination that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. Well, what is an imagination? Let's just take a look at one imagination. One imagination is this. It really isn't that critical for me to speak the Word of God over my body. I just need to believe God for my healing. And I'm doing that. God, I'm believing You for my healing. I'm thanking You for my healing. Hallelujah. I'm trusting God for my healing. None of that is wrong. However, the imagination is, that's all I have to do. Nothing else is required. Okay, faith comes by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. As I'm confessing the Word of God, you know, just say I'm having problems with my liver, you know, just anything, just pick something, my knee, could, you know, foot, in the name of Jesus, I call you healed because by Jesus' stripes you were healed. Do you hear me, foot? Now see, our brains say that's the dopiest way to do anything at all. No, it's not. Even Jesus rebuked a fever. Remember that? Peter's mother-in-law? She's there in the house. She's sick. Jesus shows up and He stands over her. And the Bible says He rebuked that fever. He talked to it. When's the last time that you spoke to, you know, whatever you battled? When's the last time you talked to it as though it had life? Well, if it didn't have some kind of life, it wouldn't be trying to kill you. How many of you know cancer cells are alive? They reproduce, okay? They are alive. The point I'm making is this. When's the last time you followed in the footsteps of Jesus in dealing with a sickness or a disease? Instead of, you know, running around and reinforcing the attack, I have. Then why not turn this thing around and fight the good fight of faith with the Word of God? Eyes, I call you healed. Do you hear me, eyes? You're healed. You're healed because God sent His Word and healed me, delivered me from all destructions. When's the last time you spoke to the physical thing that you've been fighting? When's the last time you spoke to it as though it were your enemy? See, the imaginations say it isn't that critical. As long as I'm standing in faith, believing God for my healing. And God said, no, I don't think you understand this. You're standing in stubbornness. Because you're not accepting the fact there's more to standing in faith than just saying you're standing in faith. Fight the good fight of faith. Fight the good fight of faith. Because the weapons of your warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through God to the tearing down of strongholds. So therefore, as I'm using the Word of God and I'm declaring the Word of God over me against the stronghold of the flu, against the stronghold of arthritis, against the stronghold of deafness, against the stronghold of emphysema, I don't know, whatever it would be. I come against that stronghold. I speak against it. I declare against it. I don't just stand up and say, praise God, I'm believing for my healing. Would you all just believe with me for my healing? And then what do? Oh yes, amen, we'll believe with you. And then what do? nothing. Let's just be honest. We don't do anything. Believing God for healing with somebody else, standing alongside them, fighting the good fight of faith. You know what I'm doing? I'm speaking the Word of God over you. God sent His Word and healed you and delivered you from all your destructions. By Jesus' stripes you were healed. Not just this candy-coated, penny-ante, yes, brother, we're standing with you believing. But that's how we do it, is it not? Fighting the good fight of faith is proactive, not reactive. Reactive is when we all show up for your funeral and eat fried chicken when it's over. That's reactive. Think about it. Oh, he was a good man. Stood in faith to the end. Maybe he did, maybe he didn't. I don't know. But if I'm going to fight the good fight of faith, and I'm not incorporating the Word of God, what I'm really doing is I'm fighting the good fight of stubbornness. And one of the worst things that you can do is not share with somebody else what you're believing. Now, here's what I'm getting at. I say I'm healed. It's not a bad thing for me to find somebody else who will fight the good fight of faith with me. There aren't that many people that you can really trust to do this. Because most people turn it into a condemnation.
Well, I'm believing with Pastor because he's got. Get you gummy disease.
You with me? I don't want that. Don't be speaking that over me. That's not fighting the good fight of faith. That's like sabers clashing in a warfare. Now see, and the reason that I don't share too much of what I'm going through, quite frankly, most of the time I'm able to see, you know, the healing manifest in my own body, but one of the reasons that I don't is because I guard my battles. The reason is because a lot of people will take what they hear from the pulpit and edit it and turn it into something that was never said. So I could stand up and say, now folks, I'm battling, this pain here. And you ever played that game where people sit in a circle and you whisper something in a person's ear and they whisper it to the next person, and then by the time it gets back around, it's not even close to what was originally said? Well, that's what can happen within the structure of a church. When you start telling everybody and their brother about the battle that you're fighting, well, by the, you could tell people, I got this hangnail down here. Well, by the time the day's over, they've got you buried. Well, he died sometime this afternoon. We don't know. Like his toes were falling off. It was terrible. I want people who know how to use the weapons of their warfare. You understand what I mean? But some people, I'm hoping you guys are catching this. They're fighting in stubbornness, and they think they're winning the battle. So they don't tell anybody that they're believing God for healing for whatever, but they're not fighting the good fight of faith. They're just being an old billy goat stubborn person about the whole thing. Which, okay, if you want to fight the good fight of faith on your own, that really is all right. But fight the good fight of faith. Don't be stubborn in the whole thing. Speak the Word of God over yourself. Use that sword. In fact, if you look over in Ephesians, Ephesians chapter 6, it says right here in verse 10, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. So if I'm believing God for a healing, and I know, again, this is a passage which is talking about spiritual warfare, but if I'm believing God for the healing in my body, then I have to be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. The power of His might. Well, when you go through Scripture, how is the power of His might demonstrated? Through His Word. Because with Jesus, remember, it talked about, and with a word, He cast out devils. And he spoke, you know, people were healed. And when he spoke, the wind and the waves, the storms, you know, were calmed down. When he spoke. See this whole thing? Finally, my brother, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. You know what that tells you? That tells you in and of yourself, you do not have the power to do this. You don't even have, without God, you don't even have a life in you that's powerful enough to do this. You have to get your life from God so you get born again. But then he says, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. So therefore, if I'm walking around and the only thing that I do is declare, I'm trusting God for my healing, I'm believing God for my healing, I'm trusting God, I'm going to be healed, and all this other, and I just, you know, thank God that He, Jesus is my healer. Okay. Those things aren't wrong to say. But if it doesn't go beyond that, it's like standing in a bathtub and saying, praise the Lord, I know I'm going to be clean. I just know I'm going to be clean. And there it is, you know, the bathtub's full of water, and you know it's got all the bubbles are in there, and you got your little rubber ducky that's floating around, and you just stand there and look, you know, I know I'm going to be clean. Oh, hallelujah. Water and soap, and I'm going to be clean, and I'm going to be sparkly, and I'm going to smell good, but you never get in. You're just going to keep stinking. You got to get in there and scrub around a little bit, you know, play with your little rubber ducky, whatever you want to do, but you've got to get in there. Just talking about it doesn't get you clean. Listen, I believe in confession, but I don't think you can confess away B.O. You've got to do something. Stubbornness is, think of it like this, stubbornness is standing at the bathtub of healing and declaring, I'm trusting God for my healing. I'm believing God for my healing. I'm trusting God that I'll be healed. I'm believing God. And the whole time, it's right there. You got to get in there. And you've got to fight. And the only way that you're going to fight is using the weapons of your warfare, which come from God. And he even talks about that here in this. Finally, my brother, be strong in the Lord and the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. So it doesn't really matter if the physical battle you're fighting is demonic in origin or not. I mean, some people say all sickness is of the devil. That's not true. Hey, if you believe that, you know, let's revamp the thinking here. Because the bodies are corrupted, okay? The bodies are corrupted and they are susceptible to all of these corrupted microbes. God didn't create germs, okay? So here we have corruption all over the place. It's floating in the air. It's on the surfaces. That's why they tell you wash your hands and all that other stuff. Not all sickness and disease is from the devil. In fact, the true origin of all sickness and disease is Genesis chapter 3, a corrupted creation. A lot of Christians never even heard that. They think that, well, if you're sick, the devil made you sick. Oh, granted, he could. The lady, spirit of infirmity, bowed over, 18 years? Okay, yes, the devil can play a role in this. But not all sickness is from Satan. Not all. So here, regardless of the source of what it is I'm fighting, I have to be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I have to fight this with what He has given me. You know, I can take the drugs and the pills and everything else, and you know, okay, that's all. Just do that. Nothing wrong there. But by Jesus' stripes, I was healed. By Jesus' stripes, I was healed. If I don't have any drugs or pills, by Jesus' stripes, I was healed. If I don't have a doctor who can operate, by Jesus' stripes, I was healed. If I don't have a therapist who can, you know, massage and tweak and everything, by Jesus' stripes, I was healed. By Jesus' stripes, I was healed. That's the Word of God. God sent His Word and healed me and delivered me from all my destructions. Do you hear that, stomach? Do you hear that, kidneys? Do you hear that, lungs? Do you hear that, heart? Do you hear that, brain? Do you hear, whatever it is? Do you hear that, joints in my body? Do you hear that? God's life is resident in this body. And that life is healing power to everything about this body. That doesn't mean I'll live forever. That means eventually the body will wear down. And the day will come, you know, like we say, you know, well, if the Lord tarries. If the Lord tarries, you know, after about 120, 130 years, just going to lay down, wave goodbye, and see you in glory. Hallelujah. So the body is wearing down. We know that. But in the meantime, I don't have to sit around and hope God heals me. I don't have to fight with stubbornness. I can fight the good fight of faith by taking what God has given me. And where he makes a statement, he said, you must stand in faith. A stubborn faith that fights will win. Not just stubbornness, a stubborn faith. What's a stubborn faith? Well, you ain't looking too good today. Well, I may not be looking too good today. I don't know about that. But I know this. By Jesus' stripes, I was healed. Well, you look like you're in pain. Well, my body and I, we're kind of in disagreement right at the moment. My body's trying to tell me one thing, but I'm telling it, by Jesus' stripes, I was healed. That God sent His Word and healed me and delivered me from all destructions. Well, you know, you look like and you smell like and boy, it looks, I mean, you just, you know what? God's my healer because by Jesus' stripes, I was healed. I'm going to be stubborn about this. And listen, when you develop what he's talking about here, this stubborn faith, you just better get it settled. Some people will probably look at you and call you unreasonable. Even Christians. Well, you just need to use some common sense. Common sense is what's killing a whole bunch of people out here. Common sense in the kingdom of God is fight the good fight of faith. Use the weapons that God has given to me because those weapons are spiritual, based upon who God is. So I speak it and speak it and speak it and speak it. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. The more I'm speaking it, the more I'm hearing it, the more faith is coming. Speak, hear, faith comes. Speak, hear, faith comes. I call myself healed. I call myself healed. I call myself healed. Why? Because by Jesus' stripes, I was healed. But again, and now let me kind of go back to where we started with all of this. The reason that the Lord showed this to me is because there's at least one person you've been fighting in stubbornness. Now, don't take that as a criticism, because it's been my experience most Christians fight in stubbornness. I'm believing God for my healing. But we don't take it beyond and fight the good fight of faith by exercising the weapon of our warfare, the sword of the Spirit. You can perform surgery on yourself using the Word of God. Well, you've been fighting in stubbornness, standing in stubbornness. And I don't know what this means, but there have been times where you have been, let's just say, not pleasant to live with. Because you're standing in stubbornness. Now you need to understand this. God commends you for believing for your healing. That is a good thing for you. But what he's trying to get across to you and to all of us now is that you're going to have to fight the good fight of faith and do it God's way using his word. The foundation for your healing is the word of God. And you're going to have to understand that years of stubbornness are going to have to be overcome with a consistent use of God's Word. And he also wants you to know that this is one of the reasons why that healings haven't manifested as quickly in the past as what you were anticipating because you were fighting in stubbornness. But again, he wants me to remind you, do not take this as a criticism. It is an instruction from his grace to help you understand more about your healing. Now, I don't know who specifically that this would apply to, but I can tell you this, it applies to the whole body of Christ. Because every one of us have been caught up in fighting in stubbornness as opposed to fighting the good fight of faith. Well, if we believe that the Word of God brings about change, and if we believe that the Word of God can have an impact, a positive impact, why in the world wouldn't we want to apply the Word of God, not just for our healing, but for every area of our lives? If we don't apply the Word of God like this, if we don't do it, then, again, why should we believe that healing will consistently manifest in our bodies when we are fighting afflictions of any kind? I don't want to just make my confession, I'm believing God for my healing. But I want my confession to be, I'm believing God for my healing because, ankle, by Jesus' stripes, you were healed. Because, you know, bladder, by Jesus' stripes, you were healed. God sent His Word and healed you. Do you hear me? And you are going to serve the Lord Jesus Christ. And you're going to be instrumental in a healthy body, carrying the gospel of Jesus Christ to people who need to hear it. Because you sure, I mean, your ability to witness is limited when you're locked up in a hospital room. But you have a whole lot more opportunity when your body is in obedience. Bring your body into subjection through the power of God's Word. Be stubborn, but be stubborn in faith. Fight the good fight of faith. I'll tell you what, things will begin to change for you, for me, for everybody else who does this. Well, hallelujah. The Lord says that's it. So does this mean that we don't have healing lines and prayer? No, it doesn't mean that at all. Come on, you know better than that. But when you get prayed for, reinforce the prayer with the Word of God.